Up now, Flora Lichtman. Hi.
Hi, Ira.
Our digital media editor. She's here with our crazy dance number today.
Yeah.
Dancing. Not Dancing with the Stars on this one.
No, Dancing with the Scientists.
There you go.
No, it's the next chapter in our continuing coverage of science of dancing. We started with the bird, remember Snowball?
Right.
Then we went ahead to the babies.
Right.
And now we're on to what makes a man a good dancer.
And it's our video pick of the week up on our website at sciencefriday.com. What makes a man a good, science answer to this?
Apparently there's a scientific answer. Anyway, this is what an evolutionary psychologist, his name is Nick Neve, was trying to figure out. So here's the setup. He had these guys dancing to kind of a basic beat, and he put reflective markers on them and then filmed them. Mm-hmm. And then he turned these dancing guys into little avatar videos so that you couldn't see their faces or anything like that. And he showed a bunch of women all of these dancing avatars and asked the women to rate the dancers between good and bad. And you can see the sort of the best dancer and the worst dancer in the study in the video on the website.
Elaine Bennis wasn't in there.
Ira, the best part of this week for me was getting to watch every funny YouTube video about
bad dancers. You saw all the bad dancers in the world.
I watched the Elaine Bennis clip, I would say, 15 times this week.
But so they were able to judge what makes a good dancer, not a lame dancer.
Right. So the interesting thing is that they found certain moves that these good dancers shared. There were sort of statistically compelling moves that seemed to be signals of good dancers, at least in the eyes of women. So guys, I mean, I think this is quintessential news you can use.
Wow. And if you want to see what makes a good dancer, and it's Friday night, right? You can go to our website at sciencefriday.com. It's our video pick of the week on the left. Did they do this for women? What makes a good female?
You know, the researcher said that a lot of people have been asking about this, but we'll have to stay tuned for that. That's sort of the next study. But I have to say that some of the moves, I think guys might be surprised at some of the moves because they're very specific. And I'll just give you one.
Okay.
But I don't want to reveal the whole.
Give us a top-rated one. Yeah.
One of the top-rated moves was the speed of your right knee. That was, like, all the good dancers seemed to be moving that right knee really fast.
And you went, in the video, you went to the Alvin Ailey Dance Company, and you asked them what their thoughts on this.
Yeah.
They didn't quite get this right knee move business, did they?
They were not so compelled by the right knee as being the key to good dancing, as you might expect. These are people who spend their lives, their passion is understanding what makes a good dancer. But they had some sort of interesting insights into Tracy Inman, who's the co-director of the Ailey School, had some interesting insights into what maybe these results were all about. So, you know, it was good to bounce the ideas off of him.
All right. Thank you, Flora. If you want some quick tips for tonight's dancing, going out clubbing tonight, and you want to find out the top reasons, the top attractiveness of male dancers and what they should do, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the best moves you should make, at least scientifically from that point of view. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com. It's our video pick of the week. You can take it with you on your iPhone or watch it there online. And Flora?
Do some field testing and let us know if it works for you tonight.
And we'll continue with our theme somehow of dancing.
Yes.
Finding other dancing themes for Science Friday. Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by senior producer Annette Heiss, producer Christopher Intagliata, Spanish language producer Alessio Bayak, science and arts producer Catherine Wells. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Neil Rausch is our technical director with Manoli Weatherall at the controls here today in New York. If you missed any part of our program, go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Not only can you see our video pick of the week of the dancing, all the video picks of the weeks are up there, dozens of them. Also, you can download our podcast, and you can take it with you, both the video and the podcast, take it with you on your iPhone. We have an iPhone app up there for you to use. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.